弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日再一次的在主的殿中相聚。
Very happy that we can meet together on the Sunday morning.
我们来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
We can worship our Lord, our God.
在开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the blessing you have given to us.
你亲自扶持我们。
You continue to provide and support us.
我们恭敬将今天我们敬拜交托在你的恩手当中。
We put the worship into your hands this morning.
愿我们的敬拜蒙你的喜悦。
Word our worship be pleasing to you.
愿主你得着我们的心。
And you will win our hearts.
也愿主借着今天我们所分享的，能够让我们在属灵的根基上站立得稳。
And continue that whatever we share that will build a strong foundation.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
这个星期，我想最大的新闻就是美国前总统川普被定罪。
And this is probably the biggest news is the former President Trump that was found guilty.
我想不但是在美国，而且世界各地都成了头条新闻。
Not necessarily only in United States, in the probably the whole world become the biggest news.
而且今年又是美国的大选之年。
And also this is the election year.
相信今年的大选，可能比以往，有更多的戏剧性。
And so probably will be more dramatic in this election year.
大家可能还记得那上一次大选所发生的一切的事情。
You probably still remember some of the things that happened during the last election.
所以到这个大选的时候呢，这个美国从传统的媒体像报纸啊、电视啊、电台啊。
And so the we are people from the traditional media newspaper.
甚至到一些个现在所社交的网站、自媒体等等。
And or probably the, especially the media platforms.
都在大篇幅的报道相关的信息。
And they really are talking about the election.
那一条信息的话，特别是现在这个社交媒体非常方便哈。
And so the social media is so convenient.
所以这个一条信息发出去，那一转发不得了，瞬间很快就传遍了很多的人。
And once a piece of news was forward, immediately that has spread everywhere.
影响是很大的。
Had a huge impact.
不过有些事后证明其实并非确实事实。
But very often, a lot of them became was proved to be false.
而且今年大选呢，那个总统候选人都要彼此有这个辩论，对不对？
And、
电视辩论。
So the presidential very often have a debate.
电视辩论之后的话，你会发现这新闻就会有一个项目叫检查说。他说的这些事是哪些是事实，哪些不是事实、啊、
Afterwards, the very social media will talk about whether the candidates are talk about the truth or false.
你会发现每一个都有他说了一些个其实不是事实的东西。
A lot of times, the social media will say something is untrue.
但是问题是，现在人们呢，比这个假新闻更可怕的就是说。是人们对这些假新闻的态度。
And actually, the more frightening is the people's attitude toward those fake news.
人们不管是真的是假的。
And they don't care whether it's true or not.
所以有人去制作、去炒作、去传播。
And so they are create and hype and also spread it.
那么大多数人呢，还觉得是没有所谓。
And most of people are indifferent.
只要为了支持某个候选人的话，其实。看到希望的结果，真假都不重要了。
And so it really doesn't matter whether it's true or not. They just want to support their candidates.
那么同样的道理，在信仰上也是真真假假、虚虚实实。
Similarly, on our faith, there's also mix of truth and falsehood.
如今在现今的时代，哈
，especially in today's era,
借助这个社交媒体的传播，各种学说是满天飞啊。
And with spread of social media, various doctrine bombarded to us.
你想把它屏蔽都困难。
And it's very difficult even to block it.
它每天到你那里信箱里送啊。
And they will continue to send to your email.
所以呢，因此基督徒要特别注意去分辨真伪。
And so especially Christians need to carefully examine those doctrines.
才能够避免上当受骗。
And to avoid being scammed or deceived.
所以今天我们来继续讲这个教义与实践的这个第六讲。
So today we will continue the sixth sermon, our doctrine and the practice.
所以我的题目叫小心骗局。
And so the, be aware of a deception.
就讲我们基督徒怎么在信仰上做属灵的甄别。
So we need to have a spiritual discernment.
我们选的经文在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章一到十二节。
It's on the second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 1 to 12.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章一到十二节。
Turn to your Bible in the Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in Chinese. I will read in English.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章，弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集。
Concerning coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our being gathered to Him, we ask you, brothers and sisters.
我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有冒我名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching alleged from us, whether by a prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come.
人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离经反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for the day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction.
他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的。和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything, and is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God.
我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？
Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things?
现在你们也知道。那拦阻他的是什么？是叫他到了的时候才可以显露。
And now you know that what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time.
因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的，等到那拦阻的被除去。
For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way.
那时这不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
这不法的人来是造撒旦的运动，行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事。
The coming of the lawless one will be the accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of display of power through signs and wonder that serve the lie.
并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心。使他们得救。
And all the way that wickedness deceive those who are perishing, but they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved.
故此，神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。
So for this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie.
使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人。都被定罪。
And so that all will be condemned who will have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
这段经文可以说是帖撒罗尼迦后书全书的核心。
And this is the core of the second Thessalonians.
保罗再次澄清了基督再来的误解。
And so the Paul continued to clarify misunderstanding about Jesus coming.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，保罗已经讲到过基督再来的事情。
In the first Thessalonians that Paul already talked about when the Jesus second coming.
为什么在解到这个后书的会再次提到同样的事情
？But why are the Paul continue to repeat the same thing?
显然他担心帖撒罗尼迦的信徒在这个事情上有误解。
Because he is worried about the believing Thessalonian church that have a misunderstanding.
保罗这里提到了三种骗局。
And Paul talked about three deceptions.
不仅是对当时信徒是挑战。
And not only a challenge for those believers at that time.
也反映了我们今天面对我们现今的环境所遇到的真实的情况。
Also reflect the challenge we have as well.
基督徒应该提高警惕。
And so the Christian should be alarmed.
首先我们来看第一个骗局。
So the first, let's look at the first deception.
第一个骗局是在第一节到第三节他就提到说要警惕假教师的出现。
So the first deception is warning people about the false teachers.
所以保罗在第二章进入主题的时候他就进一步解释关于基督再来的教义。
And so in the second chapter, Paul continued teaching about Christ's second coming.
这可能是因为当时在教会里面有人就散布说主耶稣已经再来的等等不同的这样的错误的这个建议。
Because people already taught others that Jesus already came.
那这里面的骗局这个骗局有三个来源。
And so there the deception has three different sources.
都是在第二节。
As in the verse 2,
讲到第一个来源是有灵的。
And the first one talk about spirit.
这是指的是说预言的。
And talk about who people who prophecy.
第二个是讲有言语。
And second one talk about words.
这是指的假教师。
And talk about false teachers.
第三个是有冒名书信的。
And so there are people who are deceived others by writing letters.
说他们假冒保罗的名写的书信。
And the forged letters with Paul's name.
他们的目的只有一个
and they only have one purpose,
就是误导信徒偏离真道
and to miss believers that away from the truth.
所以这里保罗特别的警告要警惕那些到处流窜四处来兜售他的所谓的学说的这些假教师
and so the Paul remind people that be careful with those people who go around to spread wrong teachings.
保罗用了三个否定
And so Paul actually used three negatives.
再一次的警告帖撒罗尼迦的信徒。
And to caution Thessalonian believers.
第二节讲到不要动心。
And for do not be unsettled.
也讲到说不要惊慌。
Do not be alarmed.
然后第三节讲到不要被诱惑。
And do not be deceived.
所以遇到一些所谓的新奇的学说的话，我们要有警醒。
And so when you encounter some novel ideas, you've got to be alarmed.
不能摇来板去。
You cannot be wavered.
所以第五节保罗叮嘱说应当牢记他曾经的教导。
So in verse 5, Paul continued to urge them to remember what he had taught them in the past.
这是分辨真伪的一个根基。
And this is the foundation of a discernment.
因此我们知道说当时在初期教会是没有这个新约圣经写成的。
And at that time, there was no New Testament being written yet.
所以他们所知道的都是靠使徒这样的口授心传。
And so what they learn usually is by the apostles' teaching.
对于我们今天的信徒来讲，我们有了更多的优势。
And so for us, we have a lot more benefits.
我们有了新约圣经
We already have the Bible.
所以这些真伪的区别合不合圣经的教导一目了然
And so we can have a very clear discernment.
而且我们还有教会有两千年的历史
And also there's a history of a church history about 2,000 years.
所以教会的教导和教会的传统都为我们规范了信仰的范围
And so the church teaching has really helped us to discern.
但是这个世界上就是有各种各样的人
But in this world that there are all kinds of people
所以呢有各种各样的学说
And there are all kinds of theories
那么古今中外都不缺骗子
And so you know from the past till now there's not lack of deceptors
所以有人是骗财的
And some people are scam for money
有人骗色的
And people for a sexual desire
也是有人骗信仰的
And there are some people for the faith.
骗子之所以可以得逞就是他看起来根本就不像骗子
And the reason they can be successful because they don't don't look like they're deceivers.
反而像正人君子。
They look like they're upright gentlemen.
他可能有很好的学历。
And they might have a good education.
他可能讲了很多玄乎的这样的啊深奥的道理。
They have been able to teach a lot of very deep theories.
其实这些骗子之所以得手，跟现在的骗子，跟保罗时代骗子其实没有什么两样。
As for those people are able to get their way, it's the same as the time that during the Paul's time.
他们都是抓住人的某种心态。
They were able to capture people's mentality.
所以你之所以被骗财呢，就是因为你贪财才会被骗。
And so how you got scammed for money because you are greedy.
你知道很多老人家的钱被人家骗走吗？
And you know a lot of elderly, their money got scammed.
为什么会被骗呢？
Why?
他就会告诉你骗子说啊，你投资啊，你给我投资的话呢，这个你放在银行，这利息只有4%，你给我投资，我给你10%。
And so for people, the scammer they will tell the elderly to invest money because they will get better interest.
所以呢，你给他1000块钱。
So you give him $1,000.
那过些日子他给了你啊，利息这么多给你了。
So later the scammer give you 10% interest.
那你一看哇，这真挺多，你投了更多，对不对
？And so wow, it really works. So you continue to invest more.
直到最后你钱都拿不回来，你才知道哇，已经上当受骗了。
Until in the end, you lost all your money.
所以之所以骗色呢，那骗子也是抓住我们有些某些人的心态哈。
And so for people for sex, that also sees people's mentality.
我最近看到一个新闻，说国内有一个人是冒充他自己是富二代的哈。
And so I read about news in China. He pretend that he is the second generation of a wealthy family.
所以他就把自己打扮的一身都是名牌哈。
And he wears all the logos.
然后开了一辆法拉利哈。
Drive a fancy car.
也不知那车是从哪儿来的哈。
I have no idea where the car came from.
然后经常出入这个非常高级的这种酒店呐、啊，酒吧之类的。
And go to the very high class clubs.
哇，这个有一看真有钱这。
And so people think that this guy is really wealthy.
所以很多人是趋之若鹜哈。
And so people would kind of want to be around with this guy.
所以这就是被骗的原因。
And this is the reason you got scammed.
那信仰为什么会被骗、啊、
？But how can people deceive you for your faith?
就是因为人有这个骄傲自满的心。
Because we have this pride and complacency.
那么厌烦了正统的这种教导
and we are tired of orthodox teaching
所以就给了那些骗子可乘之机了
so we give the deceived an opportunity
因此我们要想不会被人家骗走的话
so in order for us not to be deceived
我们必须在真理在圣经的教导上要扎根
we have to have a deep understanding of orthodox faith
好下面我们再看第二种的欺骗
And let's look at the second deception.
第二种的欺骗是在第三节的后半部分到第九节。
And it's in the second part of verse 3 to verse 9.
这讲到说要警惕敌基督的出现。
And talk about being aware of appearance of Antichrist.
那么第九节显示呢，这敌基督会以异能、神迹、奇事来迷惑很多人。
So verse 9 shows that he will deceive many people.
这一章描写敌基督啊，可以说是非常详细的、非常重要的啊经文。
And this chapter actually provides a lot of details about Antichrist.
那么在圣经里面，旧约像但以理书的第九章和启示录，新约启示录第13章都有对敌基督的描写。
And so in the Old Testament, in Daniel also talk about Antichrist.
但这里讲。说基督再来之前有两件事情要发生。
And two things will happen before Christ returns.
第一个是人类的大背叛。
And first is a great great apostasy.
第二个就是敌基督的出现。
And appearance of the Antichrist.
这两个是相关的。
And those are related.
它有一些非常明显的特点。
And they have a specific characteristic.
我们看这段经文对基督特点的描写。
And let's look at the description of the Antichrist.
在第三节就讲到说他是个大罪人。
And talk about he's a great sinner.
然后又说他是沉沦之子。
And talk about he's a son of a perdition.
第四节讲到他是抵挡主的。
And talk about opposing the Lord.
他要高抬自己。
Exalting himself.
他要自称是神。
And he claimed himself to be God.
然后第九节讲到他是不法之人。
And he being a lawless person.
讲到他是造撒旦运动的。
And operating according to Satan's power.
第八节告诉我们他将来会被基督灭掉。
And but verse 8 talk about ultimately he will be destroyed by God.
所以当时机成熟的话，这个敌基督就会出现。
So when the time is right, the Antichrist will appear.
值得注意的是，这个有一个拦阻他的。
And but here we need to pay attention. There's a one restraint.
我们看到第六节跟第七节有三次讲到过拦阻他的。
And the verse 6 to 7 talk about the three things that what to stop him.
显然这个拦阻他是一个有位格的哈，
and it's talk about there's a character there.
是属于灵界的，
and it's a spiritual entity.
是来自于上帝或者是本身哈，
and coming from God or God himself.
一般认为这就是圣灵，
and we're talking maybe Holy Spirit.
就好像基督象征着神的同在一样，
it's also Christ symbolize God's presence.
对，基督代表的就是撒旦的邪恶势力。
Antichrist represents Satan's power.
所以教会在现今时代，因为有神来保守。
And during the church age, we have God to protect us.
所以教会可以成长，福音可以广传。
So the church can continue to grow and gospel spread.
但是直到那个时刻为止。
Until the specific time arrives.
敌基督将出现，而且在掌握世界的领导权。
And Antichrist will appear and will dominate.
那么这个敌基督到底是谁呢？
So who exactly is the Antichrist?
这个从教会历史上一直有人猜这个敌基督到底是谁。
And people always guessing who is the Antichrist.
那么几乎是美国的总统啊，一般都是热门人选哈。
And so very often the president very often is the select one.
因为他的决策影响对整个世界的影响很大。
Because his policy affects the whole world.
但实际上 ，be honest， 确实讲我没有办法猜出来他是谁的。
But we really don't know who that person is.
所以猜测都是徒劳无功的。
And so you can guess all you want, but it doesn't make any sense.
那么特别注意的是呢，这个在圣经里讲到敌基督的时候，这个敌基督既是单数又是复数。
So when we talk about Antichrist, can be singular and can be plural.
这个单数就指的他是将来某个时刻出现的那么一个人。
And so singular means that that person will be appear at a particular time.
那么复数是表明说很多类似这个敌基督的人已经出现了。
Plural means that those Antichrist already appear in the past.
就是所谓小的敌基督。
And they're little
Antichrist. Yeah, you can say that.
Little Antichrist.
那么就是说，他们一直在影响人类哈。
And they have been influenced the world already.
所以我们要警惕他们的骗局。
So we have to be really vigilant about against their deceptions.
所以不论是在中国还是在美国呀，这种各种这个信仰上的异端学说都是非常的盛行。
So whether in China or in United States, various heresies are prevalent.
比如说在中国有个全能神教。
So for example, there is Almighty God in China.
你第一开始听他讲的话，跟基督教好像都没有什么差别的。
And so there is no difference from our belief.
韩国有统一教。
And there is a unification church in Korea.
那么而且现在在美国也是有很多的异端。
And in United States, there's a lot of cults.
而且特别是洛杉矶地区。
Especially in LA.
如果在美国有什么异端的话，洛杉矶肯定有。
And so if there's any cults, that LA started first.
因为很多的都是从这儿开始的。
And started LA first.
这个潮流啊，就是不断人们为什么乐意设立这个骗局哈。
And so this is a trend that to have those deceptions.
就因为它确实能够迷惑很多的人。
Because it can really deceive a lot of people.
包括不少在教会里面的基督徒。
And also including a lot of Christians in the church.
尤其是一些年轻人。
Especially young people.
他们失去了绝对真理的这个标准呢。
They really lack a standard of absolute faith.
很容易失去方向。
And it's very easy to lose the direction.
在信仰上上当受骗。
And they're prey to deception.
那就是很自然的事情。
It's very natural.
现今这个世界啊，假冒伪劣的东西太多了。
In today's world, the abundance of counterfeit goods everywhere.
可以说是令人眼花缭乱。
And it really causing a lot of confusion.
所以各种学说令人目不暇接。
So various doctrines and theory bombard us.
你打开你的油管哈。
And when you turn on the YouTube.
砰砰砰，不知怎么就跑出来很多东西哈。
And so you will bombard you with all different things.
哎呀，每一个题目你看着都吓人的哈。
And so every topic is very scary.
那题目就吸引你不，你一定要看的哈。
And those the topic actually really capture your eyes.
所以一不小心我们就会上当受骗了。
If you're not careful, that you'll be deceived.
所以我们需要有属灵的分辨能力。
So we need to have a spiritual discernment.
你才不会被裹挟。
So we will not be swindled.
我以前有个姐妹，她就是常常有很多神学的问题哈。
And so there's one sister always have a lot of theology questions.
好像是她很有这个好奇的心。
And it looks like she has a lot of curiosity.
好像每次都给她解释不清楚一样哈。
And so it's like you can never give her a clear teaching.
所以她接待了很多人在家里。
She has hosts a lot of people at her home.
谁敲门她都让进哈。
And so she will let everybody who comes in.
耶和华见证敲人。见证人敲门，他也一样进。
Jehovah's Witness, then knock on the door, she will welcome them.
然后跟你一起查经吧，他也要跟人家查经。
And so they will say, let's do Bible study. She will do with them.
所以呢，他自然问题越查越多。
And so the more she studied, the more questions she had.
所以在这个教会里面，他越来越坐不住的。
And so she became very restless at the church.
最后，他就加入了一个韩国人的一个什么样的？说不清楚一个异端的教会、啊。
And later she joined a cult, in a Korean church.
所以呢，这个教会讲的东西，他说，哦，他觉得讲的很好。
She felt the church teaching was really good.
有次人跟说，你知道吗？他跟我们一个会友说，哎，告诉你啊，基督已经来了。
And so she would tell another Christian that Christ already came.
所以呢，他就非常乐衷去哈。
She's very enthusiastic to attend that church.
所以你那个教会，你要成教会的会员的话，你要把护照交给他的。
And that church, in order to become a member, you have to give your passport to the church.
所以弟兄姐妹，太多的机会了现在。
And there's so many opportunities.
你坐在家里都可以给你找上门来哈。
And so even you stay at home, the deception can come.
所以我们的对策是什么？
So what's our strategy?
我们的对策就是高举基督，不离不弃。
We have to exalt Christ, be steadfast.
那么这里面保罗就讲了第三个骗局。
And so the third deception.
第三个骗局是什么呢？
Why is it?
我们要警惕失去恩典。
And so we need to be wary of losing grace.
第三个骗局啊，是对那些个跟随敌基督的人而言的。
And so the third deception has to do with the people who follow Antichrist.
第三个骗局是来自于上帝的。
And it's coming from judgment of God.
是对那些个顽固不化之人的审判。
And is for those who stubbornly refuse to change.
这个写在第十节跟到第十二节。
And this has been written in verse 10 to verse 12.
当这些人拒绝真理，拒绝基督。
And when they refuse the truth, refuse Christ.
神的灵就不再启示他们了。
And so the Spirit would not show them any revelation.
其结果就是他们在谬误的道理上越走越远。
So the result is that they fall into error.
所以圣经里有这样的记载哈。
And so the Bible actually have those documentation.
可能有人说，陈牧师，骗局来自于上帝，上帝会欺骗人呐。
And so people might have a question: the deception coming from God, can God also deceive?
不是上帝欺骗人，而是上帝对他们的审判。
And so it's God deceive people, it's God's judgment.
在列王记上二十二章就记载哈。
So in the second king, chapter 22, talk about.
那个以色列王亚哈，他就是拜偶像哈。
So you talk about the Ahaz, the king that actually worship idols.
所以神给他的审判就说， 谁去引诱亚哈王去那里边参战而去被杀死呢？
And so the God's judgment is someone who deceived the king.
于是一个神灵说我去。
And so there's a spirit said I'll go.
我要在这个先知里面做那个撒谎的灵。
I will become a lying spirit in the prophet.
所以这就是神对亚哈王的审判。
And this is the judgment of the king Ahab.
他所听到他周围先知所讲的全都是谎言。
So what he hears everything from the false prophet is all lies.
因为上帝不再把真理讲给他了。
And so God does not reveal any truth to him anymore.
就是有一个讲真话的这个先知哈。
And there's only one speak the truth.
他也不听的。
And he did not listen either.
他宁愿听那个谎言。
He rather to take, listen to lies.
所以这就是上帝的审判。
And this is God's judgment.
要知道上帝一直是借助着圣经，借助着圣灵，借助着各种不同的方式来启示我们。
And God has revealed us through the Bible and through the Bible and his words.
当我们不断地去领受神的启示，
And we will need to continue to receive his revelations.
人你才会得到不断的提升。
And so we can continue to grow.
包括现今人类医学的进步，科技的进步，其实都是在神的启示之下的。
And so it's all under God's revelation in terms of medical improvement.
但是当人鬼迷心窍的时候，
But we rather be deceived.
他就听不到神的声音。
We do not hear God's voice.
那就会自取灭亡。
And then we go to destruction.
再举一个旧约的例子，大家知不知道那个先知叫巴兰的？
And so another example is the prophet Balaam.
当以色列人要进入迦南地的时候，到了摩亚地这个地方哈。
So when Israel were ready to go to Moab.
那个摩亚王呢叫巴勒哈。
And so the king Balaam.
那巴勒的话就去请这个巴兰说，请你去诅咒以色列人。
And so he invited the prophet Balaam to curse Israelite.
于是他就给了他很多的礼金哈。
I gave him a shower him with a lot of money.
这巴兰看着这礼金就太好了哈。
And Balaam was really, really like the all the money.
他就收下，然后说我去求问这个耶和华哈。
And so he received the money and continued to ask about God's instruction.
那神怎么跟他说？神说你不可以收，也不可以去诅咒。
And God says you cannot receive the money, you cannot curse Israel.
所以这个他就把这个王巴勒王派来的人打发回去。
So the prophet sent the messenger back.
但是第二次又带了更重的礼物来。
And the second time the king sent more money.
这巴兰怎么样？巴兰就收下了。
And he finally received all the money.
留下他们住宿，说我再去求问耶和华。
And he asked him to stay, say let me ask God again.
真的已经跟你讲了，你为什么还要再求问呢？
God already told you. Why you ask it again?
所以神就说，既然这样，你就去吧。
And so God said, if you want, you like the money, you go ahead to whatever you need.
所以没有真理才告诉你的了。
And so there's no more revelation of a truth.
所以最后巴兰的下场就是被神审判。
And so he was, he received judgment from the Lord.
所以如果神已经清楚启示我们的事情，在同样的事情上，我们就不应该犯同样的错误。
So if God already revealed what He wants to teach us, we should never ask it again.
我们怎么样才能够在信仰上能够不会上当受骗
？So how can we deviate from our faith?
我想大概有两点。
And so there are two things we need to pay attention.
第一个事情我们要一个坚持信仰的生活。
The first was persevering in living out our faith.
说只有在教会这个团体当中啊，我们有神的话来引导我们。
Only in church group that the God will reveal Himself with His words.
这样我们才不会上当受骗。
And so we will not be tempted.
那么要想不被引诱，就要再有一个坚实的信仰团体的生活。
So we do not want to be tempted. We need to.Very firm in his words.
其实不论是来自于人的骗局，还是来自于灵界的骗局，
whether it's coming from a deception of a spiritual realm or from people.
我们要想分辨这个东西，都要靠神的灵。
And in order to discern, we need God's spirit.
只有神的灵告诉我们，我们才能明白这些事情。
Only God's spirit will teach us, so we can have a discernment.
所以我们要活在神的恩典当中。
So we really need to live in His grace.
能够顺从神的引导。
Continue to obey His direction.
这样我们彼此谦卑顺服，才不会误入歧途。
And so we have to humble ourselves.To avoid being misled.
人之所以走偏，无非是被私欲所牵引。
Because people go astray is often due to being by our own desires.
所以，如果我们不对付自己的话
，and if we do not really look examine ourselves,
我们就会被对方发现了我们的弱点。
And so the Satan will find our weakness.
那么第二点呢，就是要定睛在。耶稣基督身上。
Secondly, is fix your eyes on Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们成功的逃离陷阱的一个关键。
And so this is a key to successfully avoiding the trap of deception.
这段经文可以说是清楚地揭示了我们敌基督的一些特征。
This passage truly reveals characteristics of Antichrist.
但是我们知道，我们去分辨敌基督不是重点。
But this is not the point.
我们要想不上当受骗，是要定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
When we do not want to be deceived, we have to focus our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ.
这才是我们识别骗局的一个关键。
And this is the most effective way to discern.
所以啊，我们怎么去识别，看他是不是高举基督
？And so how can we discern is to see that person or Antichrist.Exalt, or the person exalt God or not?
那我曾经去访问过一些个超级的教会哈。
And so I have visited some of the mega churches.
那么这些超级的教会都很大的。
And they're very big.
啊，到他网站上一看，哇，全是他这个牧师，很有名的牧师。
And when you go to the website, there is a picture of the well-known pastor.
这个全是这个牧师的事情啊。
And it all talk about this pastor.
但是如果教会不是关于耶稣的话
，But if the church not focus on Jesus Christ，
那就是出了问题。
And there is something wrong。
所以啊，我们应该知道怎么样能够定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
So we have to know how we can fix our eyes on Jesus。
保罗在这段经文里提醒帖撒罗尼迦信徒三种不同的骗局。
So Paul reminded Thessalonians believer of the danger of three types of deception。
第一种骗局是来自人的骗局。
The first come from the human deception.
那就是好为人师的假教师，他们四处流窜。
And we talk about false teacher roam.
那么这一类的骗局比较好识别的。
And so it's easier to discern those type of deception.
因为他们不是高举基督，他们是高举自己的。
And they are not exalt Christ, but they exalt themselves.
第二种骗局是来自敌基督的骗局。
And the second type is origin from deception of Antichrist.
那这个已经在社会上是发生的了。
This already happened in society.
那这些东西需要什么？神的灵特别的帮助我们来识别。
And we need God's spirit to help us to discern.
第三种的骗局是上帝的骗局。
And the third deception is coming from the Lord.
是那些个拒绝真理跟从撒旦他们得到应当有的审判。
And so they received the judgment from the Lord because those people refused to follow Jesus Christ.
所以神就不再把真理启示给他们。
And so God stopped revealing himself to them.
所以我们要小心不要掉到那个陷阱里面
去。So we have to be very careful to not fall into those traps.
那大家都知道我在学习这个属灵操练方面我一直非常推崇魏乐德的这个说法。
So a lot of people know that I very admire when I practice a discipline that I really admire.
A spiritual
discipline I really admire Dallas Willard.
那么我第一开始接触到达拉斯这个魏乐德的这个书籍，他的讲的思想的时候
，The first time I have read about his book.
我就有一个印象特别深刻。
It was a deep impress me.
因为他是南加大的哲学系的教授。
He was a USC's professor.
那也他也是曾经的做过牧师。
He was also a pastor in the past.
所以他在哲学方面有相当深厚的造诣。
He has a very deep root in philosophy.
那对基督教的这个神学也有相当多的研究。
But he also have a very strong theology.
但我会发现他对耶稣是非常的推崇的。
But he exalt Christ.
所以这个就是我非常敬佩的地方。
So that's why I really respect this person a lot.
你知道，很多人他书读多了，知识读了多了，他就觉得自己都知道很多的东西。
And a lot of people are more educated and have more degrees, and they're more prideful.
他就会高举他的知识高过基督的。
And they exalt themselves more than Christ.
我读魏勒德的作品，他字里行间都对基督是充满了钦佩跟推崇。
So when I read his book, he always talk about how much he respect God's teaching.
他不光是这样说的。他也是这样活出来的。
And he's not only saying it, he also lives it.
弟兄姐妹，高举基督，不离不弃。
And so we have to really exalt Christ and steadfast.
是我们识破这一切骗局的关键。
And this is the key of to discern the deception.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们将今天所传讲的信息交托在你的恩手中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we put this message into your hand.
主，你是赐福的灵。
And you are the Spirit giving of the blessing.
你将你的圣灵赐给你的儿女。
You have given your Spirit to your children.
为的是帮助我们在这个世界上做分辨的工作。
And is to help your children to have a discernment.
愿主你帮助你的儿女。
Continue to help your children.
在这个弯曲悖逆的时代
in this world,
让我们依靠耶稣基督能够在信仰上站立得稳
and we can continue to depend on God, then we can stand firm.
不论我们周围有任何的异端和各样诱人的学说
and whether there's a cult or heresies,
让我们知道没有一样是高过十字架的真理
and there's nothing is higher than the truth of a cross.
愿主你祝福今天在座的每一位
Continue to bless everyone here
也保守我们的教会
And continue to take care of church
让我们从这个讲台所传讲的神的话语都合主你的心意
Everything we said that will please in your heart
愿主的话语被宣扬
And so your words will be spread
主的真理被传讲
And your truth will be also shared
你的儿子耶稣基督被高举
and Son of God, that Jesus Christ will be exalted.
愿主你祝福你的教会
and continue to bless your church.
保守你的儿女
and protect your children.
直到耶稣基督再来的日子
until the day of your second coming.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.